This city, Los Angeles, is known for a kind of a selfish place, a narcissistic place where people are all kind of on their own journey. Do you agree with that? Or like, where do you come in this little bubble that is surrounding Los Angeles and maybe many other parts of the world as well?
Right. I understand that we see that. We all can see that. And what I've noticed in my life is that when I'm intentional about who I surround myself with and what I surround myself with and my lifestyle, that is really not something I notice so much. I know it's there. I know there are a lot of people that are really looking for approval and relevance from the outside. And I think that's where we see it appears to be narcissism, like it's me, me, me. And I think really what it is, it's like, please love me, please love me, please love me. I don't know if I'm good enough. Can somebody love me? Do I look pretty enough? Am I successful enough? Do I have enough money for you? You know, it's so it can come across that way. But for me, I feel very blessed in that my day to day, I'm not seeing that so much because the way my life is kind of arranged, I see people in the studio where we're all kind of raw and we're not all dressed up. You know, we have our yoga clothes on and we're there and we're open. So I feel like I really get to commune with people's hearts and souls each day. And it's also not a lot about the story, right? You come in there, we're not talking to each other. We say hello. But when we're practicing, it's a silent practice. And so I feel like in that respect, I get so much connection, like genuine connection with other human beings. And then I have to remember, oh yes, this isn't everyone else's reality.
Yeah. No, it's kind of interesting because now this is podcast 102. So I've met more than 100 people now that are fairly successful. They're more than fairly successful. They're very high in their field, some of the best in the world. And what I've noticed with a lot of these people is why do they give so much attention to one thing? And of course that it's the drive for success, but at the end of the day, you said it, they want to be loved. So people that really want to be loved, they can do all kinds of crazy things, right? Even put their whole life into become the best athlete just to get that validation. And I'm not saying that everybody is that way, but I think we all want to be loved, right?
Absolutely. This is something that we are born with. And the little baby does not have to learn how to love its mother. This is the first bond. This is the primary bond. And really, unless there's some interruption, and typically it would be like a chemical interruption, or maybe in extreme cases, it's more situational. The mother knows how to love the baby. No one has to teach her that. It comes very naturally. And because that is so natural, of course we all want to feel love. This is the first thing we know, the heart to heart with the mother. And there's this also, I think there's also the sense of oneness, right? Where baby and mother, well, the baby doesn't know how to differentiate from the mother. Yeah. And during birth even, baby feels what mother feels. There's really very little differentiation there. And so it would make sense that as we grow more separate in life and we learn, okay, I'm Sarah, I'm separate from Peter who's over there. We're craving this this experience once again. And we want not only just like what we understand love to be, but we want deep intimacy. We're craving deep intimacy, which is love.